With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All eyes on the status of budget negotiations and a possible government shutdown.
Following the deaths of two people at the hands of federal agents in Minneapolis, Democrats want major changes to ICE.
We want to end roving patrols. We need to tighten the rules governing the use of warrants.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants accountability.
Federal agents should be held to the same use of force policies that apply to state and local law enforcement and be held accountable.
A third demand?
We want masks off, body cameras on.
Republicans will need Democratic votes to keep the government open when funding runs out at midnight Friday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The search warrant the FBI served in Fulton County elections near Atlanta Wednesday, seeking records tied to the 2020 election. The search comes as the FBI, under the leadership of Director Kash Patel, moving quickly to pursue the political grievances of President Trump. For much of the nation, the temperatures remain frigid. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Miller says the temperature will drop even more this weekend.
Very cold temperatures that we're looking at, lows that are certainly going to be into the teens, single digits, and as farther north you go, like into the upper Midwest, into the northern plains, you're looking at temperatures well below zero. Even as far south as the Gulf Coast and to the southeast, lows are going to be into the teens and single digits as well. And wind chill is going to make it feel even colder.
Officials say this is something that many residents in the South have never seen. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses there remain without power. This is SRN News. Is America having a revival?
The answer is a resounding maybe. There are a lot of small polls that indicate an uptick in the percentage of young people who are reading the Bible and going to church. It started after Charlie Kirk's assassination last year. However, the big national polls still indicate a broad decline in Christianity in the U.S., with non-religious people now accounting for more than 25% of the population. More religious young people could change that picture eventually. Michael Harrington reporting.
Justice Department dropping a request for the personal and medical information of transgender patients at a children's hospital in Los Angeles. The DOJ issuing subpoenas to 20 providers offering, quote, sex change operations on minors to investigate health care fraud. Seven families have sued to keep that information private. This is SRN News. Well, stocks Wednesday finished mostly higher. Seth Soutell has more.
Wall Street barely budged after the Federal Reserve decided to keep its main interest rate steady, just as investors had expected. Stock and bond markets were at a virtual standstill on Wednesday, while the U.S. dollar stabilized after falling sharply against other currencies recently. Some of the biggest action was once again in the market for gold. The price of the precious metal jumped to another record. The S&P 500 inched down by less than a tenth of a percent. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was also little changed. The Nasdaq Composite added just 0.2%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Tesla's annual profit plunging to its lowest level since the pandemic as it ceded the title of the world's biggest electric vehicle maker to a Chinese rival, and boycotts then hammered sales, net income dropping 46%. More details, srnnews.com.